So here's my honest advice about becoming a dental practice owner. Becoming an owner is great. Owners make on average $150,000 more than associates do. Some make quite a bit more than that. But that's not to mention the level of freedom and control that you have as the owner of your own business is so much greater than when you're working as an associate. So who should become an owner? Who should not become an owner? And if you do want to become an owner, what are the steps that you need to take? So let's start out with who should become a dental practice owner. In my mind, there's really only two questions that you need to answer. Number one, do you want to work at least 3 days a week? And number two, are you prepared to live in the same place for at least 4 to 5 years? If you answered yes to both of those questions, then you are ready to be a practice owner. Most dentists are eventually going to become practice owners. When you look at ownership rates among different age groups, those that are ages 54 to 64, 90% of those dentists own their own practice. If you are working as a dentist, it's almost guaranteed that you're going to be an owner eventually. Once you realize you can be making more money and be working fewer hours in order to make that money, why would you not become an owner? And that's what basically every dentist eventually finds out when they become owners. The question is, should you become an owner now or should you wait a few years and then become an owner? To me, the whole idea of you need a certain amount of experience. Oh, I'm not ready to be an owner because I don't have enough experience yet. To me, that just makes absolutely no sense. As a practice owner, you're going to be doing the exact same dentistry that you would be doing when you're working as an associate. The biggest difference is that when you're working as an associate, especially at a corporate office like Aspen, Heartland, or Pacific, you're going to be working a lot harder and seeing a lot more patients but making less money. So when you're working as an owner, in a lot of ways it's easier than working as an associate because you are able to see fewer patients and so you have more time in order to do the procedures. Spending more time working as an associate, working for someone else, is not going to give you the type of experience that you need in order to be the owner of a business. The only way to get the experience of running a business is to get started and become an owner. For the first year, maybe 2 years out of school, it can make sense to work as an associate while you're getting your speed up, you're saving up your emergency fund of about $50,000, and then buy a practice. It also is going to take you a little bit of time to find a practice, sometimes as much as 6, 12, 18 months to find the right practice to buy. So you're going to be working as an associate for a little while after you graduate from school. But once you've worked for a year or two, there's absolutely no reason to continue working as an associate, at least not because you don't have the experience. Now, there are a few reasons why you might want to remain an associate a little bit longer, and that's what I want to talk about next. So who should wait to become a practice owner? Number one, for anyone who doesn't want to work at least 3 days a week right now, then maybe it's not the best time to become an owner. If, for instance, you're pregnant and you're expecting to have a child within the next few months, it's probably not the best time to buy a practice. But once you finish having children, I would not wait more than a year or two before you buy your own practice. The idea that as a mother, it's easier to be an associate rather than an owner is just simply not true. I have heard from a lot of successful female dentists who are also mothers who say that becoming an owner was one of the smartest moves that they have made. As an associate, you have to work according to the schedule set by someone else, and it's really difficult to cancel your schedule or to change last minute and make changes based on, let's say your kid is in daycare and gets sick and you have to go pick your child up. As an associate, you have to go ask the 25-year-old office manager up front for permission in order to leave. But when you're the owner of the practice, you just tell the scheduler at your office to reschedule your afternoon patients and you do what you want to do. You are the boss, you're in charge, and no one can stop you from doing whatever you want to do when you are the owner. The amount of freedom and control that you get by being able to set your own schedule is something that you just don't have when you're working an associate job. If you need to pick your kids up from school at 3 o'clock, just say, my last patient is gonna be scheduled at 2 o'clock, and then you can be out of there by 2:45 to pick up your children at 3. I'd like to see you try to apply for a job at Pacific Dental and tell them that your last patient has to be scheduled by 2 p.m. When you're working for someone else, you're just not gonna have that type of freedom. Maybe you're thinking, does it really make sense for me to be finished by 3? Will I still be making enough money in order to run this business? When you're the owner, you set up the business to run how you want to run it. I personally set up my office to where I would be out of there by 4, but I wasn't starting until 9 a.m. If you want to start at 8 or 7, you could easily get done by 2 or 3 and still be making a lot of money. But keep in mind, I was only working 3 days a week. Maybe you want to work 4 days a week, but then you're working from 9 to 2. The point is that you can set up your schedule however you want, because when you own the business, you own the schedule and you get to decide when you work. You don't have to ask for permission to take vacations. You don't need to ask for permission to take sick days. You work whenever you want to work because you are in charge. The second reason you might not want to commit to buying a practice yet is if you're not able to commit to living somewhere at least 4 or 5 years. Really, the main advantage of working as an associate is that you don't have to worry about selling the business when you leave. If you're not married yet and you're planning on getting married, probably not the best time to buy a practice, simply because what if you find a spouse and you have to move? If you want to get married and have a family, I honestly do not even recommend working full-time. If I was not yet married and didn't have a family yet, I would probably only be working 2 days a week, especially if I was a female, and I would be doing everything I can to socialize and to meet people and to work on building up my family first. Once you become a practice owner, you're going to be making a lot more money, but it is going to require a lot of energy and effort up front. Working as a dentist takes a lot of time and a lot of energy. Whether you're working as an owner or working as an associate, it doesn't matter. You're going to be spending a lot of your energy on your job. If you're not careful, I know a lot of dentists that are in their late 30s, early 40s, and have yet not got married and don't have a family yet. Look, I'm not here to tell you that you have to get married or have to have a family, but if that's something you want, I personally would focus on that first before focusing on my career as a dentist. You can easily make enough money as a dentist working even just 1 or 2 days a week. Once you have a solid base of a family and a place that you want to live, then it's time to start taking work seriously and finding, you know, a practice to buy. And that's when it's the time you want to focus on your career. So in summary, if you want to become a practice owner, my advice is to make sure you figure out your life situation and then make sure you're ready to work at least 3 days a week. And then it's time to buy a practice. So once you decide you're ready to buy a practice, what are the next steps going to be? First off, you're going to need to decide if you would rather do a startup or an acquisition. What are the pros and cons of doing a startup versus an acquisition? I mean, the big advantage of doing an acquisition is that you're going to have patients right away and you're going to start making money right away. In almost every situation, it's better to do an acquisition. When I first graduated, I thought I wanted to do a startup, but once I got started looking into it and really investigated it, I decided it made absolutely no sense to do a startup when I could buy a practice that was already functional and start making money right away. If you do a startup, it might take you multiple years in order to even start being profitable. And just because you're quote unquote profitable doesn't mean you're making a lot of money yet. I've met some dentists who have done startups where it's taken them years and years to actually start making money. But when you buy a practice, if you buy the right practice, you can literally start making good money from day one. The biggest reason that I decided not to do a startup is oftentimes when you do a startup, if you don't have enough patients right away, which you likely won't unless you just happen to be in some part of the country where there are just no dentists around and there's a huge demand for a dentist, built up demand, and you have a lot of patients day one. Most places aren't going to be like that. So oftentimes you have to continue your associate job while you do the startup. I mean, if you love your associate job and you're all right working there another 3 to 4 years while you're getting your startup off the ground, go for it, have fun. But for me, I was ready to be an owner. I wanted to be the boss. I didn't want to keep working for someone else. So for me, it absolutely made sense to do an acquisition. Even if you have thought about it and have decided you want to do a startup, I still recommend you keep in touch with the practice brokers and are looking around at acquisition opportunities, because you might find just the perfect opportunity and decide that it's better than doing a startup. Now, keep in mind, when you buy an existing practice, you have to find a practice to buy. And sometimes that can take as few as maybe 5 or 6 months, but sometimes it takes as much as 12 to 18 months to find the right practice to buy. So you want to get started right away. Even if you think you are not yet ready to become an owner, you should still start looking at practices. You might start today and it might take another 2 years to find the right practice. So if you wait until you're ready to become an owner, you wait until you are so sick of your associate job that you just want out and you're trying to find out how to become an owner, well, then you don't have a practice to buy and you're gonna have to get started then. And you're gonna be stuck at that associate job for the next 12 months while you're looking for that practice to buy. If you are working at an associate job and you are happy working there, now is the time to start looking for a practice to buy, because I am almost willing to guarantee that 12 months from now, you are no longer gonna be happy working at that associate job. So you are gonna be happy that you got started early looking for practices. Now, during this time that you are looking for the right practice to buy, you want to make sure that you are keeping your expenses low. Now is not the time to buy a new house. Now is not the time to buy a new car. If your car breaks down and you have to get a new car, find a cheap used car that you can drive for the next 1 to 2 years while you're working on saving up for this practice. You are going to want to save up at least $50,000 and make sure that you don't have any debt other than student loans. The banks are going to want to see that you are smart with how you manage your money. The way that you run your personal finances is likely going to mirror the way that you run your business. And the banks understand this. So if they see someone who has been able to save up $50,000, $100,000 and doesn't have any credit card debt, they're gonna be a lot more confident in giving you a loan than if you come to them with $20,000 in credit card debt and no money saved up. On top of that, when you buy a dental practice, even if on paper you are making money on day one, sometimes it takes time for that money to actually hit your bank account. For instance, if you're working at a practice that takes insurance, sometimes the insurance companies can be slow to actually send you the money for the work that you've done. It's not uncommon for you to receive the check for some work that you did 2, 3, 4 months after you did that procedure. So you need to be prepared that there might be a little bit of time after you take over the practice where you're not actually bringing any money home. For this reason, it's vital that you save up an emergency fund. You want at least 6 months worth of your expenses. So assuming you're living on about $100,000 a year, you wanna make sure you're saving up about $50,000 in an emergency fund. Now, once you find the practice that you wanna buy and you make an offer and that offer is accepted, that's when you want to turn in the notice at your job. The due diligence process of buying a practice can take anywhere from a month to up to 3 to 4 months. If it was me and I was working as an associate and I was about to buy a practice, I would aim for a 2-month due diligence process. I would give my job a 1-month notice and then I would take a month off before I bought the practice. Trust me, you're going to be glad that you have a little bit of a break before taking over the practice. First off, there's gonna be quite a lot of work to do before you buy the practice, signing up for insurance companies, etc., making sure you have all the supplies you need, working through the closing process, working with banks, working with your lawyer. It's gonna be a lot of work. I would also look into maybe scheduling a vacation, doing some traveling, taking a little bit of time to relax, because once you take over the practice, it's gonna be a lot of work for at least the first 6 months. Just keep in mind, once you take over the practice, it's gonna be a lot of work for a few months. That's just part of the process. Anything that is worth doing is going to be hard. That's just life. It's gonna be hard when you buy a dental practice. When you become a practice owner, there is going to be a learning period. I'm not saying that it's gonna be easy. It is going to be very hard, maybe the most difficult thing you've ever done. You've made it through dental school, so you can do this. Like, you are smart enough, you are strong enough, you have enough willpower to push through, and you are able to learn how to be a business owner. But there are a ton of things that you don't yet know how to do. You are going to be learning more in the first 6 months of owning a practice than you learn probably the entire time that you were in dental school. At least you're going to be learning more things that actually matter in real life during that first 6 months of owning a practice. But if you made it through dental school, you passed your boards, you got this, you can handle this, you are going to be a great practice owner, you just have to get started. The sooner you get started, the sooner you're going to learn how to be a practice owner. The only way to learn is by getting started. There is no dental practice owner school out there. It doesn't exist. It's never going to exist because because the way that you learn how to be a practice owner is by owning a practice. And the only way you own a practice is by getting started in finding a practice to buy. If you would like help with the process of buying a dental practice, I have a service where I help dentists through every step of buying a dental practice. You can find my information, my email, and my website down in the description. If you are ready to become a practice owner, don't hesitate to reach out.